Business Baby with Melissa Ambry on Blog Talk Radio. Savvy solutions for your business.
Hello, everyone. We are live with Scott Henson, and he is a well-known speaker, author, podcast host, and he's been around, y'all. He's in Inc.com, ABC, NBC, Fox. He's also a contributor to Entrepreneur.com. A lot of us, you know, we do utilize entrepreneur.com for various information, tips, tricks, and just as business owners, looking up the up-to-date information, seeing what's out, new technology, just new things that's going on. So with no further ado, Scott, hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It is really great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, as I was reading your bio, you know, you've talked on quite a few titles, which I find very enticing. But let's start off with Scott, and how did he decide to go into coaching and being a speaker? Because, I mean, as you know, we got coaches all over the place. Everybody's putting coach in their name now. So what made you stick with that title, and, you know, how are you separating yourself from the pool of all these other coaches?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first, I was in the sales and leadership career for 18 years. I worked for some of the bigger media companies in the country and sold advertising. So really my sales and leadership was my background for many, many, many years. And as I was doing well in those careers and in those roles, I always knew that there was something tugging at my heartstrings, something different, something bigger. I just didn't know what it was. And I was the guy that would spend all kinds of time in Barnes & Noble books back in the day and Borders and trying to find, you know, the one P word, I call it, the passion or the purpose word, and would read all kinds of personal development and leadership books and success magazines and all these other things. And all these successful people say, you got to find your passion, you got to find your purpose. But I didn't know what that was, and I was on the search for many, many, many years. And about 3 years ago, I ran into an old friend, and he's like, you know, I know you want to impact and empower people. You should really check out this this organization that I'm part of. And sure enough, I did, and I got certified as a coach, speaker, and trainer. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Oh, wow. Simple as that, huh?
It's not quite that as simple, but, you know, had to go through a lot of conversations with my wife to say, you know what, sweetie, you're going to have to hold this up for a little while because I really need to do this. I need to do this. And, you know, having a great partner, I'm, you know, next to you and in your corner is such a huge advantage. And she's like, go do your thing. You know, I'm going to hold this up from a financial perspective. And, you know, she's got a great job, and I'm very, very blessed to have her from a financial perspective as well. And so she allowed me to go spread my wings. And then I did. And, you know, and answering your second part of your question, which is how do I differentiate myself, which is a great question, because to your point, there is no real barrier to entry as a coach. Anybody can be a coach tomorrow, per se. But I always say that, you know, the cream will always rise to the top in any industry, in any business, and that anybody that's trying to be a phony or trying to get shortcuts or, you know, take the shortcut route, they'll get recognized. And I try to go above and beyond helping my clients and getting results. At the at the end of the day, it's all about results, and that's what I pride myself on. And how I separate myself from everybody else is I teach this with my clients from a marketing perspective. If you don't have a market dominating position, a USP, a unique selling proposition, you will be, like you mentioned earlier, like everybody else that does what you do. It's called being a me too company or a me too profession. The only way to separate yourself and get above everybody else is actually dominating position, and that's what I've been able to do, And I'm sure we can talk about this throughout the interview. But, yeah, that was my journey in a nutshell.
Okay. Okay, well, that is, you know, and I've done interviews with various coaches, various, you know, industries, and I always ask the same question. And I always say, hey, devil's advocate, you know, I'm going to ask those questions. But, you know, just with what you're saying on, you know, getting results, we have a lot of speakers / coaches that have, you know, these events, workshops, and whatever fun title they want to put on it to say, hey, come make some money. And you go, and they're teasers. And I hate teasers. I truly, truly hate teasers. When you go, regardless of the amount of the ticket, you get, you know, tastes of information when you ask the question. Oh, yeah, go buy my book. Oh, go to my website, sign up for a consultation. Oh, hire me to do this. You can never get that full piece of information, as I say, the meat. You can't get that meat from those workshops. So when you have, you know, various workshops, how do you respond to those when, you know, you're drilled with questions?
Yeah, and that's great. And I know, you know, on your show, Melissa, you have a lot of speakers and coaches, but damn it, I'm the only coach that matters.
All righty then. That's what I like to hear.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what, hey, let me tell you, this is the business baby program. You know what I'm saying? You got to step out. You got to, if someone's ain't going to pound your chest, you know, you got to do it yourself, right?
You know, that is so true. If you're not going to do it, nobody else is not going to do it for you.
That's what I'm saying. And you know
well,
what?
Well, damn it, Scott, you are the coach. It has been
now,
stamped.
You, hey, listen, everybody that's listening right now to this show, you know, and to Melissa, who's bringing massive value, you heard it first from her first.
Scott is the coach, damn it. Nobody
damn.
Else.
What up?
I love it.
All right, well, listen,
to answer
your question, the reality of it is this.
Yes.
You know what? I mean, that's why you said standing out from everybody else. And I agree with you. A lot of times you go to a seminar and it's a pitch fest. And I know a lot of people that do sell from the stage. But, you know, in all fairness, when you go to these events, you know that that's part of the deal, right? You do get a small snippet. You get some appetizers. Maybe you get a little taste of dessert.
Mm-hmm.
But the meal, yes, is they're not going to give you all their secrets. And you know what? That's what we get paid as service professionals, as heart-centered individuals do. That's what we do, right? So we don't want to give away all of our secrets. But to your point, if I'm going to put a talk on or a presentation on or a seminar on, I believe whether I create a video, whether I put a blog post up, or whether I do a seminar, I want to give 80% content, like massive value. I just gave a talk actually earlier today, interestingly enough. And, man, I had people coming up to me and saying, holy cow, I can't believe how much information you actually gave. Did I make a presentation at the end if they wanted to possibly work with me? Absolutely. But I gave them so much value first that my goal was to say, after this presentation, you will walk out of here a different person, and I can guarantee you can take these tools and start using them immediately. And when I got that feedback after, it just reassured everything.
And that is the answer I'm looking for. I love it because it's not about giving away everything, and you're right. That is what your business is, and that's what you get paid for, but I need to know why I need to hire you. Why do I need to buy your book or go to your workshop or purchase whatever you have on your website? I need to know why. And, you know, keep dangling the carrot at me. It's kind of like, you know, okay, I haven't been into the carrot, and okay, that wasn't a good one. And I tried it again. That wasn't a good one. Even though it was real pretty and it just looked awesome, but it was a fake. It was a fake. So, you know, reading your bio, you said that you have spoken to some organizations on 10Xing your business. What is that?
It's a philosophy and a mindset. So, as an example, to earn $100,000 a year, rather than setting a goal at $100,000, why not set it at $1 million? Why not set it at $5 million? I mean, I'm a big believer that we all have one shot at this thing called life. And if you're happy at $100,000 a year, well, that's cool. Then I'm not speaking to you. But I'm talking about swinging the big stick, right? I'm talking about going out in style. And I'm not saying from a material thing, although those are all fun things, but I'm talking about from an impact standpoint. And I believe that, me included, I have to remind myself this every day, that we need to be impacting more people. You know, the listeners to your show right now have a lot of gifts and a lot of talents and a lot of skills. If you're not out there reaching more and more and more people, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, whatever it is that they do for a business, think 10X. It's a mindset. It's a philosophy. So rather than staying in our little box to say, this is what I'm used to making, this is who I'm used to dealing with, this is who I'm used to selling to, et cetera, just say, how can I 10X that? Take that number and say, let's 10 times that amount. Because the old saying is, I would rather try to set a goal so high and miss rather than set a low goal and hit.
Ah, I like that. I like that. And then with a lot of small businesses that's starting out, okay, I won't say starting out. Let's say they've been in business at least 3 years. And they're in that mindset of, you know, either – they charge so much, nobody wants to work with them. And then they say, okay, I don't want to charge too much because I want to get business. People don't know me. They need to know what I'm about. And you have that midpoint of some that's kind of bounced back and forth on the other side of the fence every so often. What would you say to someone like that?
Well, first of all, I think that's an amazing question. And it's so interesting that you brought that question up, because – I'm actually dealing with this. I just dealt with this actually yesterday with one of my clients who is a solopreneur. He's very good at what he does. But to your exact question, he's jostling back and forth. Well, if I charge more, then I might lose some clients. But if I keep it the same, I know I can continue to get clients, but I'm not really growing my business to where I really want to grow. So it's a really huge back and forth yin and yang. The ultimate question to anybody listening that's going through this is, where do you want your business to be? What is the definition of success to you? Take a piece of paper out and write it down. And not just, I want to earn a bazillion dollars and I want to drive all these different fancy cars. And that might be your goal. That's cool. But I mean, really, what does success look like for you? Not your spouse, not your kids, not your parents. What does it look like for you? Some people think success is $100,000 a year. Some people think it's $1 million a year. Some people think it's working 20 hours, but they're cool with making $70,000 a year. Whatever success is to you, write it down. Once you have it written down, then you plan your business and your life around that. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to go through exactly what one of my clients is going through right now. It's I call it the growth stage. He's been inside this box that's been very comfortable for many years. He hires me because he wants to grow. Within 90 days, he grows his business 50%. And I'm like, that's awesome. And he's like, Scott, I can't believe you've been able to help me like this. I go, that's great, but we're not stopping here. And he goes, no, I know we're not. I go, the next level of growth for you is to be able to take what you're doing right now and actually charging more. And right now we're going through this as a coach and client perspective so that I have him realize the only way for you to grow your business is twofold. Number one, you increase your prices. Number two, you hire someone else to handle a lot of the workload for you. And we're actually going through that right now. So to answer your question, it's not an easy thing, but it's a mindset thing. It's not a strategy thing. It's not a tactical thing. It's a mindset thing. Will you lose some clients along the way or potential clients because you're raising your prices? Yes. But who cares? Because in the long run, you want to attract the people that can afford your services and afford your pricing, excuse me. And that's the person you want to continue to focus on. And the more you grow, the more you're going to leave some people behind.
Okay. I like that. So because that speaks volume to the ones that's toggling. I don't know what to do. I need the people. I need this clients. Would you agree? Or no, I won't say would you agree. What is your opinion on if someone was to say, I don't want to lose clients, but I understand what you just said. You know, you're going to lose some of those people along the way because you know where you want to be and what you want to do. You know what you want in your business. The ones that's struggling with that, what's one of the first steps? Once they write that down and they say, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to be, once they write that down, what's one of the first steps they should do to make that first step and stick with it? I mean, plant your feet in the concrete. It is what it is.
Yeah, another great question. So here's my philosophy on that. You hit the nail on the head. Are you going to lose a few clients? Yes. But here's what you want to do. Here's what you really want to do. You say to your, because here's the reality, and it sounds like you're speaking to the solopreneur right now. That's the question you're asking. How do I, as a solopreneur, that time is money and that I spend all day facilitating and helping clients, growing my business, doing the bookkeeping, generating leads, spinning all these different plates, here's what's exactly happening with my client. Because he's a solopreneur, he's so excited that he's made more in his business over the last 4 to 5 months than he's made in 7 years, which is amazing. But now he's getting to that threshold of, oh my God, what do I do? I can't handle anymore. So our coaching around this is, all right, how do we get to the next level? And I said to him, I said, listen, are you happy with making the kind of money you're making? Oh my God, I'm ecstatic. I said, that's great, but that's just one little ledge up your mountain, right? So to get to the top of that and continue to strive, you either have to charge more or hire out, like I mentioned earlier. Now, in order to price it a little bit higher, here's what I would suggest to all your listeners that are going through this. Have a conversation with the client. And you say, hey, listen, Mr. Client, would you agree that you've enjoyed my services? Yes. Tell me more about that. And this is a hard conversation sometimes to have because once you sign the client, you're like, well, I don't want to ruffle this feather, but this is very important. Say, you know what, I always do a six-month or a six-week or a two-year or whatever it is checkup, and I just want to see where you're at with everything. Are you happy? Oh, my gosh, yes, I'm happy. Great. When you look at my work, what is the best part of my work? Well, you've been able to do this, this, and this for us. Oh, that's great. I wanted to let you know that I need to increase your rates, your price, by 5 or 10%. And it's not an easy conversation to have. I get that. But the reality of it is, right, if they say there's no way that I can increase 5%, by the way, if you're charging $1,000, as an example, 5% increase is only $1,052. So it's an extra $52 out of your client's pocket, right? So it's not a big number for the client, but if you can upsell, or I should say change the pricing 5% to all your clients, right? Think about it like this. Let's say you had 10 clients at $1,000, that's $10,000. If you increase that by 5%, then your number would be 10,526. Well, you just put an extra $526 in your pocket. You didn't do anything else other than approach each one of your clients and say, I have to charge you 5% more. It's only an extra X dollars a month. Now, that's not the easiest of conversation to have, but I'm telling you, it's going to make all the difference in your business moving forward. So that's what I would suggest because, and again, I know it's not easy to have, but once you get through that and get over that hump, then you're going to look back and say, man, why didn't I do this sooner?
Wow. Wow. So as they're increasing their costs, or, you know, business is going good, you know, everything is flowing like it should, where is that point to where they know, okay, it's time to outsource? I need to either outsource some things or bring in some team members. When do they get to that point? Now, some businesses may think, oh, well, I'm making, you know, $2,000 a week. I'm making a lot of money, and I need to bring in somebody to, you know, do some work for me. At that point, that's probably not the right reason to bring somebody in because you're making $2,000 a week right now. So what point would you tell somebody, all right, you're at a certain point, it's time to outsource or it's time to start building your team?
Yeah, another fantastic question. And there is no exact number or an exact science to this, but here's what I can share is this. What you want to be doing is this. I'm going to give you and the rest of your listeners a peek behind some of the coaching that I do. And I share this with all my clients. It's called the 10, 100, 1,000 principle. So it really comes down to this. It's a $10 an hour job, $100 an hour job, or a $1,000 an hour job. Maybe not necessarily literally, but you can paint the picture of where I'm going with this. So what that means is this. Exactly what my current client is going through right now. I said you have to hire out part-time, and you have to figure out exactly what you can pay them on a per-month basis for X amount of dollars per hour. Now, only you know exactly where that fractures into with the profit. But most business owners, they focus on the, oh, my God, I got to bring someone in. That's going to cut into my profit. The answer is yes, you're absolutely right. But remember, we are growing. You told me you want to make X dollars per year. You cannot do that by yourself unless you think you're going to have a meltdown. So you have to offload some of this stuff to someone else because – you're not as creative when you're so bogged down with the $10 an hour jobs, writing copy, writing blog posts, posting things on LinkedIn or Facebook, posting things on Pinterest or Instagram, doing those little things that takes up 2-3 hours of your day. When you get to a certain dollar amount, and if that stuff is necessary for your business, you know your business than anybody else, well, then you say, wait a second, let me think about this. If I'm focusing on the $10 an hour jobs and I'm the founder and CEO of my business, shouldn't I be focusing on the $1,000 an hour jobs? Answer, absolutely. So then you say, Scott, when you say $1,000 an hour jobs, what do you mean? Answer, revenue producing activities. What are you focusing on as the business owner? You should be focusing on, it's called the 80-20 principle, the Pareto principle, which simply means this. 20% of your activity, if you think about a whole pie, like a chart, a pie chart, and you think of a 20% of the overall 100% pie, 20% of that activity should generate 80% of the revenue in your business. So what does that mean? You better be focusing on the things that pull in the money in your business rather than the $10 an hour jobs. You're focusing on the $1,000 an hour jobs.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break on that note, and we're going to go to a quick tiny tip. But when we come back, we're going to hit it hard again. We've been hitting hard for, you know, a few minutes now, so stay tuned. We're on Twitter. Be sure you're using hashtag Savvy Solutions, hashtag Success Hackers. And be sure you're following It's Business Babe, and that's It's Business Babe 1, and also Scott Hansen at ScottHansen1210. We will be back in just a moment, so stay tuned.
It's time for Tiny Tips with a Huge Impact.
Your tiny tip today is going to come from our discussion today with Scott Hansen on the 10, 100, and 1,000 principle. Pretty much as simple as this, figure out, can you or can you not afford to hire somebody to come in? Is it worth your time to continue restraining your time and not giving the time you need to your client by trying to do everything yourself because you don't want to share your profits with someone else, whether you're outsourcing or you bring in team members? So your tiny tip today, be realistic. Don't try to do it all yourself. You're only one person. Don't stress yourself out, because once you start doing that, you're going to not be as creative for your client and your business, and you're going to start losing clients and losing referrals. So to continue with your clients, continue with your referrals, and to continue with your growth, listen in to this recording, go to Scott Hansen's website, join him on Twitter at ScottHanson1210, and ask him about the 10, 100, 1,000 principle. Better yet, just go to his website and check in. Follow him. Subscribe. This has been your Tiny Tip for today. We are on with Scott Hansen, speaker, author, podcast host. All right, we are back with Scott Hansen again, and this first half has been filled with some awesome information from the one and only Coach Scott Hansen, the one and only. So we hit 10X in your business. We talked about the 10, 100, 1,000 principle. We talked about pretty much just being realistic, people. You know, you can't do it all yourself. You need to understand it's that when and when not to syndrome. That's, you know, my term, as I call it, the when and when not to syndrome. And we need to understand that, and we need to just simply be realistic and use a little common sense to continue the growth that you've already done. You put in a lot of work to get to the point to where you are. Don't mess that up by being, you know, not realistic. So we're going to get back to it, and we're just going to keep going. I mean, there's pretty much nothing else to say about it. We're just going to keep going with this because, I mean, it's all good information. Yeah, we have another topic that I found was really interesting. Success is an inside job. And I love that title because not only is it so true, it's simple, it's straight to the point, and we've pretty much hit on it a little bit, actually, of, you know, the inside job of being realistic and knowing when you need help, when to outsource, when to turn down clients, when to increase prices, all of that. So with what we've already talked about, how would you expand on that with, you know, talking about success in an inside job?
Well, I talk about success as an inside job, and I actually do presentations on that because 80% of business growth, success, et cetera, is the 6 inches between your ears, your mindset. And I know that probably a lot of your listeners have heard that before. But when you really understand that and really get it down in your bones, it is so true. It is absolutely so true. And it's kind of like I use the analogy of an iceberg. When you look at an iceberg, like from a boat or, you know, in a movie, and you see this big floating mass above the water, what most people don't realize is that's only 20% of the actual size of the iceberg is the stuff you see above the water. The other 80% is actually below the water. And when I look at it, when it comes to business, when it comes to success, when it comes to high performance, 80% of it is below the surface. It's your mindset. It's getting you to the next level. It's saying we all have a money blueprint. And it was ingrained in us from our childhood, like it or not. And the only way to get past that or above that or through that is to read the right books, listen to the right audios, and really think about it like this. we have our brains are absolutely amazing. Our mind is amazing. But if we don't feed it the right stuff, it's kind of like pouring dirty water or having a dirty water in a glass. You can't even see the actual water. You only see the dirt. But when you flush that dirt out of the glass with clean water, what happens? You have a clean glass of water. It's the same thing with what we wrap our minds around on a consistent daily basis. Meaning, when I heard this years ago, I'm like, oh, that just sounds like another personal development book. I'm sure it can't be true. But like anything in life, as long as you keep doing it consistently, change will happen, right? Whether that's working out and getting a better, sexier body, whether that's working in your relationship and having an amazing relationship, whatever it is, if you do something long enough, you will develop a new habit. It's the same thing with your mindset. You cannot read one leadership book and then think you're going to marketing book and think you're going to be an amazing marketer. It just doesn't work like that. You have to constantly, consistently feed your mind with amazing stuff. That's why in my house, my wife and I, throughout the week, you will never see the television on ever in our house. We're really working hard and we're diligent and we're building our businesses, etc. But we're also saying, why do we want to expose our minds to the garbage that are out there? Now, listen, I'm not saying that you should never watch a ball game or never watch a movie or never click on the TV. But the problem is the average American here in the United States, where I live, the average American watches 4.5 hours of TV a night. That equates to 2 months out of the 12. That's insane.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
You know.
Right. And the things that they, you know, that we can do with that time, whether it's, like I said, pick up a book, research, Google, you know, doing your social media, whatever that thing is filling your time with that, whatever that thing is.
Yeah, wow. And for me, a couple of years ago, I actually picked up something that, although I would be lying to you if I said I do it every single day consistently, which I need to be doing more of, right? I would need to be doing more of this, is number one, meditation is a complete game changer. When I meditate every single morning for 20 minutes before I start my day, and then I write in my journal the 5 things that I'm grateful for that day, I don't know exactly how it works. I just know that it works. When I do that, my day is just so much more purposeful and powerful because how I set the foundation for my day. And then when I go to bed at night, I always read at least 15 to 20 minutes of a good book, personal development, mindset, sales, marketing, leadership, et cetera. And I'll tell you, when I'm on a roll and I'm consistent doing those things, everything around me shifts for the better.
That's, I understand, that makes sense. It goes to that saying of whatever you speak into your life is what's going to happen. And you doing the positive things of the meditation, the, you know, writing your list, then reading the book, you're going to sleep. So it's almost like your dream is the last thing that you looked at or the last thing you put your mind around out of that book that you were in. So, you know, and I've done that in my sleep is, you know, I wake up with something, I'm like, I don't know, that idea don't seem right. I don't have it all together. But I pretty much just reach over, grab my phone, open up Evernote, and I just put whatever I'm thinking. A lot of times it don't make sense. It's not completed sentences, it, you know, but I just write it down. And when I go back to it later, some of it makes sense, but I still don't delete it. And I just go back to it, you know, a few times, and then before I'm like, oh, okay. And then, you know, there it is. And then I just go ahead and finish out that thought. So I believe it. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's, you know, when you're reading something or even if you are watching something, because I do. I'm one of those. I'm on, Buy Your Millionaire, the guy that flies around and try to do business with other businesses, the guy that owned Landry, and then Marcus Lemonis. So I watch a lot of that type of stuff as well. And some things you see on there, it's like, oh, that's common sense. Why they didn't know to do that? And, but that's that reality of you're in business, but you're not ready like you thought you were ready. And, you know, they're telling them things that they need to do, and that's what a lot of small businesses have. They, oh, hey, I got a DBA, I got a business, I've incorporated, I'm an LLC, I'm this. Oh, I'm a business, I'm ready to go. But you're not really ready, you know? Some never heard of the 80-20. Some never heard of, you know, 10, 100, 1,000. You know, I've heard it in different ways, but that concept, never heard of it. Oh, I could do all this myself. I don't need to hire nobody to do none of this stuff for me. But where are you? So that's kind of where I found all, you know, your titles interesting of it wasn't sugar-coated. You didn't have no icing on it or none of that stuff. You just kind of say, hey, here it is. Here's the batter. I'm going to give y'all all of y'all ingredients. And here's a bowl. I'm going to even give you a bowl and a spoon to mix it up with. But here you go. Mix it up.
I might give you a cherry.
So, actually, in this conversation, I think you're giving a couple of cherries. I actually do. I think you gave a couple of cherries. And you actually gave a beverage so you could help rinse it down. You put ice in that glass.
Oh, man, it's Thursday night.
You didn't give it to me room temperature. You put some ice in that glass. So, you know, that's why I found, you know, as I was reading this, that's why I found your topic so interesting and the way that you put it out there. And here, it is what it is. And, you know, same thing with me. It's business, baby. It is what it is. You know, that's not sugarcoated. Let's not make it seem that it's something that it's not. It is what it is. We have to be realistic. We have to see what it is. And if we're not ready, and I mean, even myself, I've gotten to a point, you know, most of you really weren't ready for that. And, you know, I shut it down for a minute and refocus and redo some things. And what a lot of small businesses don't know, and I want you to chime in on this as well, is that it's okay if you have to shut it down for a minute to refocus. And it may be for a minute, it may be some have a little extra stand in there. You know, well, you may have to rebrand. You may have to redo a process. You may have to redo agreements or whatever. So it's okay if you see that and you recognize that it's smart to fix it than just leave it alone.
Yeah, and piggybacking off of that, it's so interesting you just mentioned that because I actually interviewed someone on my podcast, Success Hackers, yesterday, and she literally went from the corporate space, got fired in her job. She was really good at solving problems and having people ask her questions and advice. So she went into life coaching, and she said, I was good at it, but it really wasn't calling to me. I had to completely rebrand, start all over with a child, and really, really, truly believe in faith and reach down and said, there's something that's missing here. Even though I'm adding value and serving people, it's just not what I really want to be doing. And now, literally within 2 years, she's 35 years old. She has a child and a family, et cetera. She has branded herself as the, I think it's called the mommy millionaire or something, and the mommy something. And anyways, long story short is, but she completely rebranded, and she followed her heart. And now within 3 years of doing that, she has a seven-figure online business. She has coaching clients. She has masterminds. She has products. I mean, this woman is just lights out. And she had to take a look in the mirror and say, is this really, really, really where I want to be? The answer was no. Even though it's going to be hard for me and my family, I know that I can make this happen. And she went for it.
That's the only way you're going to make it happen is to go for it. That's the only way you're going to make it happen. And I see, you know, a lot of people know Steve Harvey as a comedian. You know, he's becoming an author. He has a talk show and all of that. But, you know, when they finally let him show some of the snippets of in between when he really started to interact with the crowds and the audience. One time he was even on Oprah, and he was talking about his fear and jumping out there and the hesitation, just human nature, the hesitation of doing certain things and taking the risk. And if he hadn't done it, where he'd have been right today. And even when he did jump out there, he even confessed, hey, I lost like millions and millions and millions of dollars. I thought I had it going on. I had all this money. I was doing this. I was doing that. I had everything that I could want, and I lost all of it. I didn't see a million for a while, and that made him refocus, relook at some things, and he started building back up.
Yeah, so one of my mentors once told me when I first got started was this. I mean, he said, you know what? Entrepreneurship is a journey. It's a process. You have to embrace the process. That means if you let that marinate, embrace the process. There's going to be some days where you want to just quit. There's going to be some days where you're on top of the mountain. There's going to be some days that you're, you know, just struggling, and you're going to go, is this really worth it? But if you just remember that and it sounds so cliche and so like this is so obvious, but if you literally just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and if you just keep moving, you will get to that promised land that you've always wanted to be at, whatever that is for you.
So with that being said, we're coming to the end of the show. It went by so fast. Wow. Enjoyed talking to you. I really did enjoy this conversation. We're going to have to probably bring you back on and do this again, a part two. But
a part two, man. You thought part one was good. Wait till part two.
I don't know if they're ready for it, but we're going to have to get them ready. We're going to have to get them ready. You know, we might have to take it live and do like a Blab or a Google Hangout or something. We might have to take it really live.
Let's bring this up a notch. Come on, man. Let's do this live. Let's do this. Whatever. We got a shot at top mountain. We Periscope. Whatever it takes.
I'm with you. We'll figure that out, and we're gonna make it happen. So
I'm gonna
since
call
we're coming
Harvey.
To the end. if Steve want to get on the call, hey, I'm welcoming it. Let's go. He's going to have some words of wisdom for both of us and everybody that's listening. So I'm for it. Let's take it up a notch. Let's take it up.
I think
so
we're going to
let
have
everybody
some words
know.
Of wisdom for him.
You know what? We just might.
You know what I'm saying?
We just
yeah.
might. We just might. You're absolutely right. So tell everybody about your podcast, when it's on, when they could listen. Your book, anything you have coming up, all your social media so people can connect with you, stay in contact, follow you, and all that good stuff.
Well, I will tell you, Melissa, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. I've been on a bunch of podcasts and radio stations and all that other good stuff, and I love your format. I love the free-for-all. I love the getting down and dirty and getting serious and talking about you know, the most important stuff, yet having fun. And that's what this is all about. So for everybody
that's
following Melissa, continue to follow her because she's bringing it, and she's bringing it real and raw. And that's what everybody wants to hear. So if you want to check out my podcast, you can go to successhackers.net, successhackers.net. Check it out. Become part of the Hacker Nation community. And I would also say this. If anybody is listening and they own a small business and maybe they feel a little challenged, a little stuck, and they want to try to get to the next level, but they don't really know how, I perform what I call 40-minute makeovers, where I can find any small business owner a minimum of $10,000 in their business without them spending 1 cent on advertising, which is pretty cool, right? So if anybody wants to take me up on that offer, it's actually normally $495 for this, but because we're on the show, because we're having a good time, I will waive that fee so it's complimentary. And you and I will sit down I will find you that kind of money in your business. And the only thing you have to do is go to my website, which is 40 Minute Makeover. That's 40MinuteMakeover.com.
Okay. Do they have to put in any code or anything, or just go to 40MinuteMakeover.com?
No code. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Scott. I'm sure there's going to be listeners taking advantage of that. That in itself, I mean, you can't pass that up. You're waiving a fee, and you're looking for a way to be successful. You're having issues. You're stuck, not quite sure how to get unstuck, or you keep bumping to that rock. Get in contact with Scott, 40MinuteMakeover.com. And your Twitter is?
Scott Hansen, S-C-O-T-T, Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, Scott Hansen, 1210. I'm always on Twitter. Would love to connect with anybody on Twitter, and we can stay in contact that way as well.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Scott. Again, I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much. And, again, we're gonna figure that out, and we're going to take this live. You know, so we could get down and dirty and just keep this conversation going because it's nonstop. It's always there, and it's always going to be somebody that needs that information. So whether it's a new business or—
You think part one was good. Wait till part two.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if they're going to handle it. Y'all got ice in the water. You got a glass. You got all of your ingredients to beat this batter together. So now we got to turn the oven on, and I don't know what degrees he's going to tell you to put it on. So just be ready. I doubt if it's going to be 350. I'm sure he's going to tell you to turn that oven up higher than 350. So just be ready for wherever he says. If he could keep going, just keep pressing that button. You know, we're going to hear that ding, 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 ding. So just keep pressing that button so we can turn that oven up to wherever we got to turn it up so we can get the goods baked. We could get them out the oven successfully. Nothing fail in the middle. Nothing's flat. Everything has flavor. All is proper seasoning and all that good stuff that you got to put in there. So y'all get ready. That's all I'm going to say. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm going to leave it at that. So we're going to leave it at that. So, and then success hackers, y'all going to be some hackers in here. And it's not illegal. You can actually hack legally. So he's going to get you legally hacking. So get ready for all of that good stuff. Follow his podcast, Twitter. Just, you know, stay in touch with Scott. And, you know, as you know, it's Business Baby, and Scott will forever be connected. So stay tuned. You never know what you may see. So thanks again, Scott, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.